This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for January 13, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading a summary of an article on diagnostic and operative techniques published by the Journal of Neurosurgery today. Lateral orbital wall approach to the cavernous sinus, a laboratory investigation by Tamer Alte and colleagues. Surgery for cavernous sinus lesions is challenging, and numerous approaches have been reported. The authors describe a novel technique through the lateral orbital wall, especially for the lesions that do not extend beyond the limits of the cavernous sinus. A small lateral canthotomy skin incision is made, and the lateral orbital wall is drilled as far back as the superior orbital fissure. The outer layer of the cavernous sinus is dissected off, along with a temporal dura mater, and the anterior clinoidal process is removed. The dura mater can also be opened to treat intradural aneurysmal lesions, especially in the posterior communicating artery, after the proximal and the distal dural rings are opened to obtain the proximal control of the internal carotid artery. The overall approach is relatively easier and remarkably shorter compared with the conventional approaches to the cavernous sinus. There is no need for a formal craniotomy. The attachments of the temporalis muscle are preserved throughout the procedure. The lateral canthotomy skin incision used in this technique is cosmetically acceptable. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.